ורוב מפיס צ'אפטר שמונה פרקים מהפעלת כוחות הנפש כלפי מטרה אחת. ראוי לאדם לשתת כל כוחות נפשו על פי המחשבה כפי שקדם לפרק שפני זה. Fitting that a person will ascribe, will assign his strength to focus on things that his intellect has decided, as we have described in the previous chapter. Yesim negdin av tachlit achat. A person should put one focus, he has sagat Hashem yitudav b'itomai k'richol k'adam. His focus, his point should be to be able to attain an understanding of his Creator as much as he can, to get close to God. Klomar, sheyidah oto, to know God in the biblical sense, that knowing means to be close to God. Yesim kol pu'lotav, tnu'otav, tnu'otav, v'chol varav mobilim el tachlit hazon. A person should focus all his actions, all his movements, everything he does should be focused on this.
Is this to know God, how we translate it, or is this what do you mean?
Over here it means to get close to God. It means to, in order for a person to really get close to God, a person has to focus that all his actions will be for the purpose of getting close to God. This goes in line with the concept we've been developing all week, that when you want to get close to someone, you give to that someone. So we discussed that love is giving. And the more you give, the more you love. It's cyclical, meaning out of giving you love, and out of loving you give. Both. Ad shelo tehei b'fulotav shum pula nevatla klal. A person should reach the level, or aspire to reach the level, that none of his actions are for naught. Everything he does is for the sake of getting closer to God. And for those of you who don't remember that we did it already, I gave you the story about the girl that I dated. I asked her if she ever eats bamba, and she said, "Now you guys remember we did this." I don't mind. Kloma pula sheino mevila at tachlit hazo. A person will never do an action that doesn't bring him to this purpose, to the purpose of getting closer to God. Hamashal bazeh sheyasim kavna b'chetov shtiyatov shentov tashmishov kietzov nuato vidnuchato b'riut gufo bilvad. For example, the Rambam says all of one's actions, one's eating, one's drinking, one's sleeping, one's being with one's wife, one's arising, one's movements, everything a person does is resting, will be for the sake of being healthy. The whole purpose of being healthy, so that the nefesh finds its utensils, which are the body, healthy and whole, so it can use that body in its learning, the nefesh can use the body to attain all the heights of having good traits, and all the logical, the intellectual heights, that a person will finally be able to attain that purpose of getting close to his Creator. So the Rambam says our focus and our physical actions should be to remain healthy, because when we're healthy, we can better serve our Creator. And if this is our focus, then a person won't be focused on solely enjoying the physical and only eating the stuff that he likes, and so too with all of one's other actions. A person's focus in his actions will be that which is more beneficial to getting close to God. And if it comes out that the healthiest thing to eat is pizza, because the pectin, whatever it's called in the sauce, and the tomato sauce, and the cheese, that's the healthiest thing. Great! Nothing wrong with that, says Rambam. If what's healthiest is what's tastiest, that's great. But if it turns out that they tell you, you want to be healthy, with your salad, you should have olive oil. That's what gets the bad fats out of your system, and will unclog your arteries. And you don't like olive oil. And the kachlum. That doesn't matter, says the Rambam. One's focus has to be how to be the healthiest person, so he could best serve his Creator. Or another thing that a person might have to do is, in accordance with the science of his time, a person might have to arouse himself to eating. A person's anorexic. He's not eating. Then we say, okay, how do you get yourself to eat? bring things that will entice you to eat. Sometimes we say the way to remain healthy is by bringing foods which are tasty, because if you don't have tasty foods, you won't eat. And so too, if a person is overtaken with depression, so he has to remove it by listening to music and all kinds of beautiful tunes, and taking trips to nice gardens, or other beautiful places, and going to places that look appealing. The Chai said that things like this, things that will calm him down, and will remove the depression from him. A person's focus in all of these actions, listening to music, taking it easy, going for strolls, doing things that will help him calm down and relieve him of the depression, the whole purpose is to be healthy. And the whole purpose of being healthy is getting close to Hashem. So too, when a person arises and he's working to acquire things, he's doing business, the purpose should be, you have to have money so you can buy good airstroke, you have to have money so you can make aliyah to Israel, you have to have money so you can do positive mitzvot with that money, and so that you have the money to sustain yourself and so you'll remain existent. Sometimes you have to have money. You gotta buy food, you gotta have clothing, you gotta have a roof over your head. And the whole purpose of this is so that a person will be able to acquire the knowledge of Hashem, which we explained is really to get closer to Hashem. In truth, all of the mitzvot are helping us acquire the knowledge of Hashem. So the more we perform mitzvot, the better a person we become, the more we start understanding Hashem's ways in the world, and the closer we come to Hashem.